The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Piers Doherty with me though in the meantime, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson and TD for Donegal. Piers, what was your reaction when you heard that Flowgas are going to hike their prices for electricity customers?
I think there's absolutely no justification for that. I think many people listening to this programme and elsewhere will be concerned if they're a customer for Flowgas, and we know that they're a small enough player in the market, but they have 43,000 households that will be affected by that. That's 43,000 families. The real fear here is that other operators now will follow suit, but there's serious questions why this is justified, given the fact that wholesale gas prices, which is what directs the cost of electricity, have actually reduced by 12% in the last year. So why Flowgas is increasing their prices by 7% makes no sense.
Yeah, they say that this is our first price increase in 3 years. It comes after a reduction in electricity rates last year, and it reflects a 21% increase in network charges.
Yeah, well, look, but since last year, wholesale prices have come down by 12%. That's what the CSO reported just in the last number of weeks. So if your wholesale price is going down, even with network charges, going up, then there's a question in terms of the justification of this here, and particularly the type of increase of 7%. This is what, about 120 euro for an average family, and that's just an extra 120 euro on top of bills that they already are struggling to pay. And when we look at electricity costs, when we look at actually the number of customers that are in arrears, there's over 300,000 families for the first time now, 300,000 families across the state that can't pay their electricity bill. Like, that's just absolutely, devastating statistic in the middle of a wider cost of living crisis, but also at a time when we have resources to be supporting these families. And I think today's announcement by Flowgas is another wake-up call from the government that they need to bring forward a cost of living package in this year's budget. And part of that, and central to that, has to be energy credits.
But if you don't buy the excuse or the explanation as provided by Flowgas, I mean, is your suggestion then that it's just simply about profitability? They've just decided, let's hike the prices and make more money.
Well, we can see, and we've seen that during particularly the aftermath of the war in Ukraine, where absolutely there was inflation in relation to the price of electricity and the price of gas. But the ECB called it out as well itself when they talked about greedflation. And a lot of these prices is not just in terms of electricity, but you also see it in relation to retail and elsewhere, that there's a large element of greedflation. So while prices are going up because of external factors like wars in Ukraine and other factors, what is happening is the operators are actually creaming on top of that there. And that's why the revenue cap that was introduced for those 6 months period needs to be reintroduced to make sure that we're tackling those type of spikes and those high wholesale electricity prices that are there.
Now, what really would worry some people is that, energy economists, people who are expert in this area, say that this is not an aberration what we're going through. We're actually entering into a prolonged period of higher prices. This is the new normal. And I guess that might be used as an argument against intervention in the market. We've just got to find a way to get through it and to pay it, and, placing caps on it would be fine if we believe this is going to be a short-term thing, but it's not.
Yeah, but look, in a normal operating market, you could argue that, the market works okay, but it doesn't work okay at this point in time. So let's take wind energy, which generates a lot of electricity that consumers use, but the price that is charged for that wind energy is based off the cost of gas. So when a war breaks out in a region that has gas, or Russia invades Ukraine, then the price of gas goes up. And what does that mean? It means the wind turbine that isn't connected with gas, the price that you're buying that electricity shoots up as well. So this market is not functioning properly. And who's suffering as a result of it? It's ordinary customers. Who's benefiting from it? It's the people who operate those wind farms. So that's just an example of how we actually need to break the link in relation to gas setting the price of electricity.
And how big a body of work is that to break that link?
Well, we argued in the European Union a number of years ago that link would be broken. Indeed, it was the Green Party and Eamon Ryan, who was minister at the time, who, from an Irish government point of view, voted against that. It makes absolutely no sense. And then you had measures that were then brought in to try and curtail the level of profits that wind farms could actually do during that period. But what we need is a proper functioning energy market, and we need one that is very much has customers at the centre of it. And when you have a situation, and the government have a responsibility to respond, but when you have a situation where you have 300,000 families that can't pay their electricity bill, and that's gone up since the start of the year. I think it's, if the figures are right, it's something like 60,000 more since the start of the year. So these numbers are increasing, and Flogas' decision is just going to put more pressure on those families. Then government have to respond, and government have to recognise that there's an issue here.
Yeah.
This isn't luxuries. These aren't people flying off to foreign holidays. These are people who are trying to keep the lights on and heat on in their home.
And what form would you like that intervention to take? A repeat of last year, kind of across the board, energy credits, or something more targeted?
Yeah, well, we're arguing for a wider cost of living package as part of this budget, which would have targeted and universal supports.
Yeah. But say in terms of, and I know there's a bigger debate, but yeah, the energy credit element of it, because that's really the kind of farce where people with second homes and holiday homes were getting energy credits.
Yeah, so part of that, as I was saying, and a main part of that there would be energy credits, which would be paid out at €450. So it would be three credits of €150 paid three times.
For and everyone?
It would be universal, but it would be clawed back from those who have second homes, because a long-standing policy of the party is that there would be a second home charge reintroduced. We used to have it, a second home charge, and the charge would be €450. Yeah. So
there's lots of well-off people with one home.
There is, and there's lots of well-off people who get free education and free health and so on and so forth. So the best way to actually make sure...
I know he's always given, the example is always, he's always used in this regard, but I mean, are we really giving Michael O'Leary several hundred euro of taxpayers' money to heat his home in Mullingar?
Well, the best way actually to make sure that Michael O'Leary pays his fair share is to introduce a third rate of tax, which Sinn Féin has argued for many years, that would apply to all incomes, individual incomes above €140,000. That's how Michael O'Leary, the €450 wouldn't put a dent in Michael O'Leary. The people with significant wealth in this country should be paying more of a fair share to actually make sure that we can provide the services that we need. So yes, you will have universal measures. We do that with education, we do that with health, but the way that you get money back is through a proper and fair and targeted taxation system. And in all of that, we've shown how the second homes would not benefit, and also those who have got larger wealth would actually contribute more.
The government have ruled out kind of these cost of living measures. Now, I think most people, right down to the dogs in the street, would know that there's a possibility for some flip-flopping on that front. They're absolutely not going to introduce a new tier of tax, though. So short of that happening, should it be targeted energy credit?
Look, we met with the
energy regulator. I accept the ideal in your mind is
no,
energy credit for everyone, but you claw it back from the wealthy. We know there's not going to be a new tier of tax. There might be energy credits. The government have ruled it out, but there might be. But should they be targeted?
So, to answer your question, of course they should be targeted. So when we met with the energy regulator many years ago, when we were looking at energy credits being allocated, that there is no system where you can target this at this point in time. So if you were in government, if Sinn Féin were in government, we would work with the energy regulator to develop a system where it would be targeted, where it could be means tested and all that, but it doesn't exist. So what you have to do at this point in time, a couple of months out from a budget where you have 300,000 people who can't pay their energy, you have to make it universal, and you claw it back then in terms of second homes through a second home charge, and you apply a fair taxation system to those with very high incomes in the state. So there is a solution, but yes, the perfect model here would be to actually, for government to actually say, look, there is going to be a need for energy credits for vulnerable households, so let's actually devise something that is means tested as opposed to the system that is there now.
Yeah, we're going to be talking before I let you go to Cillian Burns after the break from Kerry and Brian McAniff, of course, Emmanuel Noel. Can Donegal do it at the weekend?
I absolutely think so. I think that the buzz here in the county is something else.
I saw you painting the gable. God, you Republican, you love painting gable ends.
Well, you know something, Kieran?
A message on a gable end. I knew you'd do it.
The last time I painted that gable end was in 2012 when we won All-Ireland. And we didn't paint it in 2014 when we got beat. So I think the omens are good that we painted it again. And it was great because this time my son and all his mates were out helping us. And look, it's a bit of a buzz and sure.
What's the excitement like in the county?
Look, it's everything. Everybody's just talking about tickets and going up to the game. Some are going up tomorrow. I think there's a huge belief here. There was from day one with Jim and with Michael, and you can see the depth in relation to the panel, what we have on the bench. And after some of the displays, the Meath game was just a masterclass. And look, we know Kerry's a serious, formidable force, but I think, Jim has got a great intellect in terms of the game. We all think that he has something up his sleeve, so we'll see what it is, but I think it's going to be a fantastic game on Sunday, and as long as we're taking Sam across the border on Monday, we're happy out.
Alright, well listen, we wish you the best of luck in that regard. Like I say, Killian Burns, Brian McAniff will be giving us the expert view in just a few minutes. Pierce, thanks a million for joining us. Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, and if you didn't know, didn't pick up on a TD for Donegal as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.